Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched the season finale of Wynonna Earp, season 3, episode 12, War Paint, which is a song by a Canadian country artist whose name I've forgotten already in the last 10 seconds, but that's fine. Because that's not what this is about.
It started with an M.
Yep. Melinda,
Miranda, or something. Melissa.
Anyway.
Our Cracker Jack producer said yes to all of those.
It's one of those.
All right. So that was something. The first thing that I said when the episode ended was, you know what? For me, season 3 was really just a story about how Randy Nedley got his groove back.
Yay!
Like, yes.
I don't care about all the rest of that stuff that happened in the Little Angels and snakes and beekeepers.
Doc being a vampire,
and,
whatever.
Nope. Ugh. I was so worried about Nedley at the beginning, and he got the final line, and it was a fuck yeah.
It was so great.
And I was like, seriously, they're writing out Nedley? It's, you know, what happened? No, apparently no. He was just taking a little reprieve.
Seriously.
And season 4, it's going to be like the Nedley Wynonna show.
It'll be awesome.
I can't so even tell you how it. Relieved I am. Like, there's an awful lot of other really, I feel like, stuff that I should feel more emotionally invested in that happened in this episode. And the fact that it just ended with Nedley just being super kick-ass. He was also kick-ass in the middle of the episode, to be fair. Yeah.
We all cheered and had our hands in the air.
Yeah,
and,
right?
Yep.
It was a really great way to end the episode.
Because it's a cliffhanger, but we're really excited now. Like, who cares about everyone trapped wherever they're trapped?
Yeah, people are trapped.
We get Nedley back.
Like, somebody scratched their name into the side of the stairs.
Valdez.
And, like, but Nedley's back.
Right?
Just wearing a festive flowered Hawaiian shirt, and he's got his shotgun and he's ready to go.
It was worth all the rest of it just to just to get to this
basically
point. Okay,
like whatever else happened, we got this.
We should probably talk about the other stuff that happened.
I guess it's kind of important.
Yeah, I guess. Where to start? So because the previous episode, we felt like it was a little more not sedate, but just like more slow paced. This one was definitely the opposite of that. This is what I expected.
Yeah. Everything came to a head.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So one thing that was not ever clearly explained was what's up with Doc. So we know, do we even know that he's still a vampire? There's no.
Well, we don't actually.
But he sucked the poison out of Wynonna.
But you don't have to be a vampire to suck poison out of someone.
That's true.
And she said when he went up the stairs
that he
you're not even mortal, you can't go up the stairs.
And
also,
he didn't say anything though.
Julian said that he couldn't have held the sword
if his soul was
completely gone or something.
Yeah.
So
like from the first moments of the episode, he was like at least normal vampire Doc at bare minimum, if not. I feel like my wishes have been fulfilled,
right?
Yeah.
that single tear, because he carried a very
tear.
Bleeding Nicole.
It could have been though that's true. I was gonna say it's in terms of the like addicted to angel dust Doc part of it. Like, you know, maybe just a certain amount of time with it not being in his bloodstream or stomach or whatever. Maybe
I feel the tear from Waverly was very pointed. So
it was, it's gonna be something.
I would hope so. But and then he did carry Nicole with lots and lots of blood. But it wasn't angel blood, but it was still
blood, and I
bloody.
Feel like he hasn't been able to control himself.
Yeah, and
otherwise.
he was talking in a much calmer, rational, being Doc, being on side. I do like though that Wynonna did not trust him and still locked him up.
Yeah.
I was just like, you don't deserve.
Like, as soon as they were kissing,
right away.
I actually said, it's too soon.
Yeah.
You did.
I went,
yeah, we're not
Kirsten
ready for
says,
that.
Too soon. And I was just like,
And then we hear the click and we're like, oh yeah.
More relief. Yes. Because I mean, going back to the previous episode where Doc was clearly addicted, just because you have an addictions issue doesn't mean you get off the hook for all the stuff that you do when you're in the throes of that.
Exactly.
And I was like, they're not seriously just going to have Wynonna, you know, kiss and make up. Although, to be fair, she didn't actually have to watch him do those horrible things like we did as the audience.
And I don't even
know the half of it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know if she knows how much in danger Waverly was.
It does
last episode.
There wasn't really
from
time
Doc.
For that to happen.
Nope.
Yeah,
and it's not like Waverly was going to tell her.
No.
So, but still, I was very happy that she put him in handcuffs, and then she put the rope that was soaked with holy water around him, but we never saw how he got free. Mm-mm. So we don't know, did he get free from the handcuffs because he's Doc fucking Holiday and he can do that sort of thing.
Pick any lock.
And then was he able to just step over the rope because he's not actually a vampire anymore?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like that's a possibility.
That's a very
because,
distinct possibility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which just makes me happy because mm-hmm. I was not happy.
We were
I also was fairly confident, though, that they weren't going to leave him like he was the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Like, they
yeah.
can't leave Doc in that position. So mm-hmm. we were going to be stuck with Vampire Doc, maybe, but...
Yeah.
Now I'm like,
and
maybe
he did not growl once during that whole
nope.
shoot 'em up scene.
That's true.
There was nope. zero growling.
And he was able to go up the stairs.
And yeah. he actually was able to shoot straight in a critical moment.
Yes.
He finally, you know, got to
he's
shoot
being
the bad
the
guys.
Hero.
All those beekeepers taking mm-hmm. him down.
After all this time, he's got an opportunity to be the hero. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of hero, apparently like an actual hero can only be named by
an
angel
mm-hmm.
or half angel,
half angel
in this case. And yeah, one of the things we have kept forgetting to mention in the podcast were the swords.
Yeah, right.
Sorry,
swords, whatever.
Like,
major plot point.
Peacemaker sometimes.
Yeah.
Swords,
so
it's whatever.
So apparently Peacemaker was originally this magic angel sword that then they didn't melt it down and turn it into a gun. It just morphed.
It poofed.
And
magic.
And then it poofed back.
Yeah. We still don't know what all the colors of it meant.
Yeah, because it was
that's
fiery
but it
blue.
Turned blue when Ono was holding it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, perhaps just because that looked the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
It did look
it
pretty
great. And yeah, the fight with Bolshar was so snaky.
It was so well done. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Props to the effects people who made that.
Yes.
So
and
grossly
the
realistic.
And the choreographers. And the
all of it was just really solid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Good work.
I did tell Winona she should chop off his head.
You did.
Yep.
You were
because
right.
Then because then she stabbed him and he bit her and it was bad. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I mean, I feel like it is kind of funny that Doc runs in and goes for her neck and for
we're all like,
an instant
no.
we're like, and then I was like, no, he's going to suck the poison out because like
we have no trust in him.
No.
That's true.
He's
broken
he's
our trust.
Earn it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like now... Oh, so he's been a vampire this whole time because he was just practicing for this moment
uh-huh.
that he couldn't
yeah.
possibly
so all those people
he
killed
all
were
of that.
So just practice?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's bringing a skill to bear in an important moment, right?
You get like half a point for that, Doc. That's it.
No more.
I feel like he gets several points for climbing the stairs
yes.
and
yes.
going in after,
Waverly.
Waverly, who... was pretty frightened and said, "Don't leave me alone in there with that thing."
Yeah,
yes.
I hate hearing her scream Winona's name when she's scared.
God,
like
I know.
That.
Well, and apparently everyone's been sucked in.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it seems. We didn't mm-hmm. see it, but they're all gone, and the town is empty except for Nedley and Winona. Right. And why didn't they get pulled?
Yeah,
in?
Why not?
Or
Nedley?
Yeah.
Are they the two angels who now have to
are
guard the gate?
Because
they said there was two.
There's always two
with yeah. flaming swords.
Could be, yeah. And I mean, maybe. Was there a line earlier in the episode where Waverly says, "Nedley, you're a hero," or something that we just
oh,
missed?
Oh, maybe
not.
I don't feel like they
maybe he just
at all
is a hero.
I don't know, but or maybe he just naturally yes is the hero. I yeah. think Nedley's the hero
he's,
we all need.
He's our hero.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's the hero of the whole show.
Well,
we just ooh. Didn't know it.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Season 4,
Nedley
the hero.
Yep. Oh, he's so great. But yeah, so now they get to team up. Which is mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah.
I like that he was just making himself a drink and in shorties. And yeah, I'm like the whole part where Waverly is inside the... Actually, that was a really cool force field. Speaking of special
yes.
effects,
yes.
I really, yeah. really liked that effect. That
yeah.
was
and I liked
effective.
When they like took us through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did it a couple times. And
yep.
that was really well done too.
Yep. Yeah. So she's standing there and like at first I wasn't even sure if she could be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Winona finally sits up after Doc spits out all the, that was a lot of poison.
It was.
It's gross.
Gross.
Then like they're very slow sort of coming to, and I'm like, what is happening over my shoulder as the camera? Like what's going on with Waverly there that they're not just doing anything? That is
slowly being dangled by vines.
It's a television thing yeah. that kind of always bothers me. People get more reaction time than you would in real life sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And then we have Valdez, and it's probably not just a like a mention of the Exxon Valdez, the oil tanker ship that
probably not
crashed like how many decades ago now? But it's,
and is it a person? Is it a warning? Is it a hint? Is it a like what is it?
Yep,
we don't even know.
And it's weirdly scratching. It's not like it's scrawled in blood. It's just sort of scratched into the wall.
Scratched into the staircase.
Yep.
I'd like to say that Annette was in the end ultimately right about.
I know.
Charlie
I was quite
Julian.
Proud. I was like, see, I was right. He You're died right. again.
When Annette puts you on her kill list, you're will
dead.
Die.
Yep.
He may even
the
die
only
twice.
Reason Mama Earp made it is because she never came back.
Uh-huh. So that's interesting. We've got some maybe something with her to look forward
that's
to
true.
In season four.
There may be a showdown. In which she yells at her daughter for sleeping with the love of her life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not weird.
Oh, the fact that she's out there looking for him and now we know she's never going to find him.
That is really sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm. And like the way that he died protecting Wynonna and Waverly was very heroic.
Mm-hmm. I also, though, like when Waverly and Wynonna are talking about it, and Wynonna's like, yeah, but let's put this all in perspective. Like, yeah, it's all kind of messed up, but we've also got all this end of the world. We have to save everyone.
There's a bunch of remnants in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's like putting all that in perspective, you know, whatever. That's not
really
the big problem.
Great moment for them. And it's very true to the show, too.
Yes, definitely. So speaking of revenants in the kitchen, it didn't really amount to as much as I thought it might, which I like.
So they kind of weren't that
like
helpful.
Snap them away when he ended the curse?
I think so. Because so the part of the curse was that they would be resurrected as revenants.
Right.
So as soon as he breaks the curse using Wynonna's blood, boom, they're gone. Because
are they all just permanently in hell, or are they dead?
Maybe they got to go to heaven.
I feel like Bolshear doesn't really.
He doesn't give a damn
bullshit where they went.
He probably doesn't have a lot of control over that part of it now that it's
true.
Done.
Is it weird that I'm like, I feel a little sorry for them if they're all just stuck in hell now?
I do too.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was so proud of them. Like one of them sacrificed, he doesn't really die, but he sacrificed himself so that Wynonna could get back into the house.
Yes.
What was it? Hugh?
Yep. To get the guns and...
It was kind of fun seeing them all
and we
up.
Know that there are some of them who were just at the wrong place in the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know?
And gradually over all their resurrections, you know. Mm-hmm.
And what about like Rosita, who we had somewhat mixed feelings for at the end of season two? Like she poofed from wherever she was, I would assume, because she was also a revenant.
And I don't know. Maybe they, instead of going to hell, are just poofed into actually being able to live freely for a while.
Maybe.
So maybe they'll just are alive somewhere,
and
wherever.
Back to being human?
Then they would have needed to be poofed, like physically translocated at the same time, because there were some of them there with her that disappeared.
Yep. Yeah. But maybe they just got poofed into some, I don't know. I'm optimistic.
Bank teller
You're
job.
Optimistic. They're not on my kill list. I didn't say they were all going to die.
Yeah. One of them's a bag boy at the grocery store. Yeah. One of them's
running a little B&B somewhere on the edge of town.
Somebody's selling knickknacks and tchotchkes out of the back of his truck.
Another one's a clothing designer making little outfits like his wife used to wear.
Very vintage.
Speaking of clothing, can we talk about
Bobo's outfit? Was the worst
squeaky outfit and his terrible beret. I love hats, but I did not love that hat.
No, it was like cheap military cast off. I don't know. It's like
awful.
Trying to be something. And like his fur coats were so good.
Right?
And this is like so terrible.
I feel like that was.
I feel like
so
it was intentional.
Yes, because
it's like punishing him.
Bobo was so uncomfortable in it.
Yes, he was uncomfortable in it. His coat has been, you know, even as we've seen Michael Eklund talk about in the behind the scenes material, like, you know, he puts on the coat and he becomes Bobo. And that's just such an integral thing to the character that we know. So to see him in this,
it's almost like being in prison garb or something.
It was awful. Yeah, it was terrible. It looked like from the inside, it was certainly terrible to look at from the outside.
Did not enjoy that.
It's like that was not sexy.
Didn't one of you call him Military Barbie at some point?
Yes,
I did.
I did.
Yeah, which I think is perfect because he did look like he was sort of playing dress up.
Yes, it was very costumey.
Yeah, his Bolshear's previous lieutenant did not look that ridiculous in his military garb. He owned it and it worked and it didn't look like
it almost didn't fit properly either.
Bobo's was giant and oversized and weirdly shaped, and
maybe it was the actual clothing from the previous guy.
Maybe.
I don't know. But and Bobo requested made the request to Waverly, when the time comes, set me free. And I feel like we got a moment of Waverly being cold angel.
Like, yep. Yeah, she was angry when she did that. She did not do that. It was not compassion.
It was not mercy.
Nope.
She did it out of anger.
And disappointment. There was a moment of, I'm not angry with you, I'm disappointed. Like, it's, you know, yes. She's like, I could,
we
could
all
have
were
been so much more.
Bobo.
Right?
We expected Bobo. More of you.
Yep.
Is he dead?
Probably.
I mean,
he disappeared, right?
Yeah.
Because they showed later he was bleeding out of his eyes over. And he fell over.
Well, and he seemed to melt.
Yeah. Like, and she did melt that other revenant, remember?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be surprised if Michael Eklund didn't come back at some point.
I would love that. I'm just putting that out there. More Bobo, I say. Mm-hmm. That's always my general feeling. Yeah. But, I mean, I believed he was dead the first time, too. So,
yeah, that's like, true.
He's not anything dead. Is possible.
Yeah. Won't be fooled again.
See if,
fool me once.
This is why I'm like, maybe they're not all dead. They're all wandering somewhere and they're going to come back in other ways.
Yeah. Maybe they don't know who they are. Oh. Bobo's just like, you know, gonna get
he's
a drop
the one
of
running the B&B.
Jeez. I'd go to that B&B.
I bet he would make a really good omelet. I don't know why. Random. Yeah.
I feel like we need to talk about Waverly and Nicole.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
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 Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Talk.
Well, okay then. You know what? There was a lot of chatter online that there was a photo of the two of them sitting on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, man, if Waverly doesn't say she loves Nicole, then we're going to be so pissed. And so this moment came up and I was like, she had this great random, I'm just eating some baby carrots and like hanging out. She was literally holding onto baby carrots, which I thought was so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a wonderful scene. It was so raw with this emotion and almost like an exhaustion, but they just kind of settled in together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so sweet. And it's like, that's kind of how I imagined if they were going to get engaged. That's what I pictured. I didn't picture some big, flashy, giant romantic gesture. I think it's very true to them that it was just this touching moment with them.
Mm-hmm. And using the same ring again, even though it's like terrible, but awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was so sweet.
And no
answer. She never got a chance to say yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And now we won't get a chance for who knows how many months
because they're all gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess this is at least almost a little bit better than if we would have had Waverly whisked away and Winona has to go back to the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Nicole being like, I didn't say yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, beating herself up about it this whole time. I mean, maybe that'll be a thing that comes back next season, but at least I don't have to deal with that pain in my heart right now.
No, I'm just, in my mind, Nicole said yes.
I feel like she did with her eyes.
Yeah. And also by her saying, like, I really hate this ring. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, this should be a better ring.
Can we do this again with better jewelry?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
As Mercedes said, it doesn't even have a diamond.
Exactly.
Oh, can we talk about Mercedes and Kate?
Oh, yes, please.
I ship them.
I guess I don't know if I ship them, but I totally like them together.
I want them to be roommates and I want there to be like a sideshow.
Mm. Yes.
Just, you know, the antics that Mercedes and Kate get up to.
I ship them as gal pals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going all the way.
Okay.
That's fair. I'm not. They are.
I feel like Mercedes would go all the way.
Yeah, she probably would. She seems like she'd have some fun. Even with a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Well, she
wouldn't
even
care.
It didn't
I feel like she would just be
all.
Like, whatevs.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be looking at that sweater?
The leopard print. I pointed that out. Our Cracker Jack producer is pointing to a photo of Doc in a leopard print t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which super I pointed out in the moment.
That is very weird. Is that a normal thing for him to wear?
No, I don't think so, because he's usually in sort of a little more plaid and stuff. Yeah, so I think that's Vampire Doc getting all
he's
like,
being a little glam, Euro trash. I also love that our Cracker Jack producer was looking at photos of Doc in his spiritual
He's like, he knows what.
Emily Andrus tweeted Valdez, but with dots in between as if it's a...
Oh, it's an acronym.
Ooh.
I'm terrible at
great.
Acronyms.
So we're going to have like the next 10 to 12 10
months,
months
of like trying to figure
people,
out things we can spell.
Yeah. I'm not going to play that game
because
it's too much.
Guys, do your homework. You know we don't do ours.
Yeah. It's like,
you want to hear
they
your theories?
Can because I'm totally... I totally just will wait. I'm fine with that.
Yep. I can be patient.
Sometimes we don't even watch trailers for things because
unless they show up right in front of my face, it's just not going to happen.
It's like,
it's true.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm changing the topic, but I like that the Garden of Eden might not be a Garden of Eden, but might be some weird hellish place on earth that they were protecting you from instead of being paradise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, let's take something, a concept, and flip it right upside down and turn it into the bad thing of next season.
You know, and the angels, they had never been inside, so they didn't
know. True.
They don't even
no
know what's
idea.
In. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something to rule because Bolshar wanted to rule over it, and that's whether true. Or not ruling over there brought it back into the other our world.
I don't know. Yeah. And it sounded like, yeah, does, by ruling the Garden of Eden, does he rule all of the world? That's what it sounded like, because they were afraid that it was going to be the apocalypse and the world was going to end.
Was that a misunderstanding? He just wanted to have rule some domain over there, an alternate universe.
Yep.
It's all unclear.
Mm-hmm. We also had some great blending.
Oh, yes. Delicious.
Great moments in cinematic blenders. We've got this and the Goonies. Like, those are my two favorite blender scenes now.
Well, and Nelly, like, I think you need to puree it.
No.
Like, oh, it's so lumpy and gross.
But then they ended up with this tiny, teeny little vial of clear, apparently, like, gross smelling. It smelled like Nedley's hockey bag.
Mm-hmm. Which, I like, immediately when she said that, I had an perfect like scent in my nose of what that is like.
I'm married to somebody who plays hockey on a semi-regular basis. I know what hockey bags smell like. It is not pleasant, people.
Nope.
It is not. Oh, he's shaking his head himself back and forth.
Ode to hockey bag. Mm-hmm. Not the new hot scent.
That was evocative.
Well, and I like that they used Mambo Number 5 to get there. I was like, what? Okay.
I got to hear my name spoken
yes,
out
did.
Loud. Which I hated when that song was big because people used to sing it at me all the time. But
that would be annoying.
That's original.
Yeah, yeah. It really was. But
my name is never in anything. So that
Nor
always
mine.
Makes me sad.
Mm. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Just you wait.
Mambo Number 6 is coming. I bet we're both in it.
No. The Mambo Number 6 was the disgusting smelling perfume. We need Mambo Number 7.
Oh, that's right. Mambo Number 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, what was the other pop culture reference that nobody
Princess Bride.
Expected? Well, there's that.
There was that one, yeah.
But that Nedley made.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember what it was. But
RuPaul.
RuPaul, yes.
RuPaul.
And then Robin being like, oh, I haven't seen that show yet.
It'll change your life.
Get your life together.
Oh,
get your
yeah,
life in
right.
order. It's just like, wow.
Well, what else has Nedley been doing? Apparently sitting in his Hawaiian shirts watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Probably.
You know, he's living his best life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like it. All right. Have we hit everybody here? We've got Nicole and Waverly. And Winona and Waverly, and Charlie, aka Julian, is dead, and Mama hasn't come back, and Doc is apparently Doc again, possibly Doc, possibly Vampire Doc.
Also,
we don't know.
Yeah, trapped somewhere.
Bobo is possibly dead, possibly not. Dolls is still gone and dead.
I miss Waverly him so much. And Jeremy had a little moment.
They're
that's
best
true.
Friends.
That's true. Yeah, Wayhot may or may not be engaged. We don't know. Yeah. Oh, and Kate and Mercedes are
going to be best friends.
At least they're cohabitating.
Yeah,
because
like
they're going to talk about rent.
Unless
and
they've
decorating.
Disappeared.
Well, that's they probably disappeared.
Right?
You could have
clear.
Some people
it's
around him.
Maybe,
clear.
But we don't know for sure. Okay, so if Doc is mortal and that's the reason he could climb the stairs and go in there,
so
then
maybe.
Kate would not have been swooped up.
Yep.
Because she is a vampire.
Assuming they're all swooped up into the Garden of Eden and
right.
with
what
something
if
else.
Valdez.
Because there could
them.
Be some other subplot happening to keep us occupied for a while. Well, we also have the Garden of Eden, so there could be multiple things happening. They would do shit like that.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Yeah, Valdez. Vampires are looking down every...
Expectedly. Zoo.
I'm trying to think of like
this is why we don't do
these
things because we're terrible.
Yeah. There are no other Z words.
not even went zebra.
Well, that's right. And we can say that Zed, because that's actually how it would be pronounced.
Zed,
because this is Canada. And it took some getting used to, but now I say Zed instead of Z probably like 6 times out of 10.
Oh, that's not bad.
When it gets to 100, you will get your Canadian citizen.
Yay.
They'll make you say the alphabet.
Not the alphabet. A minute sooner.
The Canadian alphabet.
The Canadian alphabet. It's all the same until you get to the end.
Just Z.
That's the only difference.
And E is A.
We did have a nice A from Waverly mm-hmm. at one point.
Yes, there. She did. That was great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Like, part of me wants to just keep going and wandering in circles talking about this because I know this is our last proper episode review for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We haven't really decided what we're going to do in the meantime. We have some ideas, but
stuff. Of course, we still have a whole bunch of extras that are coming. So mm-hmm. we will have, you know, for incomparable members, we will have a number of Vam Bam episodes for you because we've heard that there's going to be a lot of good stuff mm-hmm. coming. If you're interested in getting in on that, there's you can go to theincomparable.com/members and mm-hmm. we are like a drop in the bucket compared to all of the awesome stuff that you get for becoming a member. So, but yeah, if you want to hear us talk about extras, not sure exactly when we're going to get to that, but we'll get to those soon. Also, we have our Edmonton Expo panel.
Hey,
that we did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you so much to all of you who are listening who came out. It was super fun to have people in the audience, people who came up to the audience mic and asked
questions.
We met
someone from Didsbury. It was very exciting.
Yes.
That was so, I couldn't believe that. I was like, this is why I love Canada. That right there.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
We were so close. Yep. We had someone from Didsbury and she was quite delighted to tell us stuff.
It was so sweet. We loved it.
Yeah. So that will be hitting the feeds. Sometime in the next little while, and some other random stuff. So we probably won't be regularly like clockwork week by week as we have been, but you know,
we have ideas for fun stuff and semi-related stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you know, don't delete the subscription because there will be more stuff dropping in the feed.
Please don't forget.
Who knows
about
what
us.
We're gonna get up to in the next mm-hmm. what 10 to 11 months?
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be such a change for me. Mm-hmm. I've had like nonstop Winona Earp
because we've been doing this podcast. We were doing it like mm-hmm. 3 times a week when we started.
Yep,
and then at once a week, and so now mm-hmm. what are we gonna do with our Friday nights?
I feel like I am going into angel blood withdrawal.
Right? Please send us your tips for how you survive the Winona Earp drought.
The drought.
Mm-hmm. We can start playing D&D again, though. We'll have time
Actually,
for that.
That's true. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you, Kirsten, for coming along on this journey with us for
Thank
agreeing
goodness
to
it
watch.
Worked. Yeah.
If you wouldn't have liked it, this podcast would have been very different.
So different.
Probably a lot shorter. Yep.
Well, it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I guess we don't know what next time will be, but there will be a next time. So until next time,
lights out, bitch.